the pedophiles are using this technology and the fact that they can hide behind anonymity and pretend they're another child to lure our children in ways that we're not yet prepared to teach our children to avoid.
One of the goals of UNESCO is to make sure all children have access to the Internet. And yet, in doing this, you want to make sure they have access safely. It sounds like a huge task to get companies and countries involved in doing this.
It is a huge task. I do agree with you. It is a worldwide problem, and that is the reason why our action has to be global and international. I think even though it's a very big task, we are little by little going to get there with everybody's help.
What are some of the other dangers? I mean, we've talked a little bit or alluded to child pornography. How does that impact children?
Often the pedophiles use child pornography to desensitize our children. So if they're setting a conversation up and they send a photo to a 10-year-old of another 10-year-old engaged in sexual activity, that 10-year-old now thinks that perhaps it's not so unusual and it's not so contraband for them to engage in sexual activity as well. And that's typically how it's used.
And is there one other aspect regarding hate email or hate websites?
Well, I think the biggest danger obviously is not from information but from people who want to hurt children. But there are hate sites and bigotry and intolerance. There are sites where children can order guns and poison and drugs and tobacco and alcohol. There are sites that teach our children how to build bombs, and unfortunately they are building bombs with this information. And there's a lot of misinformation and cults, and that is quite dangerous. And in addition, our children may be exposed to information that parents would prefer they're not exposed to. Because of this, what we need to do is arm parents with the tools they need to educate their children and keep them safe and make sure that law enforcement does what they can to clean up the criminal activities online.
What are your specific tasks in the United States?
Three prongs are making sure that children are safe from predators, that we try to do what we can to control child pornography. We work closely with law enforcement. We get all of the Internet service providers and all of the Internet industry on board. And I should tell you that most of them are there already as part of a committed members of the National Action Committee. We are also committed to helping schools and teachers and libraries get the most out of the Internet by learning how to use it and developing safety programs and education programs for parents so that parents will let their children be on the Internet and help them deal with the risks they'll face day to day from predators and from kooks and crackpots and misinformation and hate that they will face, so that we're here to empower the parents to help keep the children safe